Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan, Kim Zines. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we have started a new month March, and every month has some special designation, and this one is not a particularly jolly designation, but it is March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
Yeah. So if we're not aware, we're gonna make ourselves aware here over the next few minutes. This is the fourth most common form of cancer and the second leading cause of cancer death. So this is a pretty major thing.
That's correct. And it's also a type of cancer that with early identification, we can have some very effective treatments and see good outcomes. So we want to identify that early.
Mm-hmm. Do we know the cause? Is it just, is this strictly genetic? Diet have anything to do with it?
There are some risk factors that we can modify, and diet, it does play a factor. It says a diet high in red meat, high in fried foods, broiled foods. Any high heat exchange causes this chemical to be released into the food, so that has been linked to the cancers as well.
You said broiled foods.
Broiled, fried, grilled, anything that causes this chemical release in the meat puts you, if you have a high intake of that,
right,
it puts you at a higher risk.
And then family history is something to be conscious of.
There's some genetic factors that you cannot control. We see this cancer more often in African-American population. Also, if you have pre-existing bowel disease, an inflammatory bowel disorder, that will make you more susceptible to colorectal cancer.
Mm-hmm. And a big thing is screenings starting at age 50?
They do recommend age 50 is when males and females do start the screening. If you have a family history or any pre-existing bowel disorders, they do recommend usually starting at age 40. But if you're not, if you're a normal, healthy person, it's 50, and then repeat in 10 years if you have a normal exam. So it's not something that's everyone wants to go through, but it's not that often. So
now the typical thing that is done is the colonoscopy.
Yes.
And a lot of people shy away from that.
Yes. There have been a lot of advances. The PrEP is not nearly as bad as it used to be. There is some fluids that you have to drink and a period of time where you cannot eat or drink after midnight. But you do have some good medication during your testing time. And generally, people do not even recall the test or have any type of adverse effects afterwards.
So it puts you out for the colonoscopy.
It's called conscious sedation. So you will be able to follow instructions. There will be a nurse and a physician with you that administer this medication. You'll be able to breathe on your own, follow instructions, but you will not recall the events that have taken place.
Kind of in that twilight zone area.
That's the place I would want to be.
And we're talking with Kim Zines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, so we've done our bit. We've made people aware of it. Now, I saw another thing coming out of the hospital district, Hunt Regional. Hunt Regional Open Imaging Center in Rockwall. Now, they're about to start a new program there. But the thing is, first of all, I didn't know that Hunt Regional had a facility of any kind in Rockwall.
Yes, we do. It's called Hunt Regional Open Imaging in the Rockwall location, and they offer CT scan, radio, general x-rays, and ultrasound.
And what's the new thing that they're about to start soon?
They're working on scanning for coronary artery calcium, which when that's up and going, that will be an indicator of your cardiac risk factors that would put you at risk for a heart attack or cardiac disease.
Well, we've got just a little bit of time remaining. Now, coming up, big event, Thursday, March 9th. This is the Music is the Best Medicine Foundation Gala. It's going to be here in Commerce at the Rayburn Student Center, Boots and Bling. And the Quibble Brothers, so it's kind of a country music kind of dance, and raising money for good cause.
Right. The foundation works on this throughout the year. Alicia Witkoff is the director of that, and they do a wonderful job to present this. It's always a lot of fun. We have a good turnout. It's going to be on a Thursday night this year. It's generally on a Saturday, but availability was was a question this year. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout, as it's always good food and good company and a lot of fun.
It's at the Rayburn Student Center. in commerce on the A&M Commerce campus.
This year, the funds will go somewhat towards the, we have a neonatal intensive care unit.
Okay.
So there will be some supplies that they need purchased with the funds that we raise from that. So they always kind of divide it up amongst the departments of the hospital. So they do good to try to support each unit.
Okay, very good. So this is the Music is the Best Medicine Foundation Gala, Thursday evening, March 9th, here in Commerce at Weber Student Center. Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, Kim.
Thank you.
Kim Sines, Director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.